Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Praise the mighty name of Yahweh. Call a friend. Tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We've got a great show for you lined up tonight. We're going to get into the theories and the deceit of the rapture. We're going to pause on the opening of the seals. It's very important, we feel, as at the proper time has come for us to teach the truth of whether we're going to have a rapture or a capture. Well, of course, you know now that the word rapture is not contained in the scriptures. That means what it actually means, that they catch in or a snatching away. Well, we're going to find out who's going to be snatched away and who's going to remain after all the smoke of Armageddon, the last call, the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. We're going to clear up this mystery, we think, once and for all, with the preponderance of the evidence, letting the scriptures teach the scriptures. Now, while we have a theory, these theories of the rapture, we have the pre-trib, the mid-trib, and the post-trib, and all those tribs that they get into, meaning that the church is going to phase in and out of this particular mess that mostly the church has got herself into. We're talking about the international bell box, Canaanitism, Judeo-Christian politically correct. They create the mess, and then they want to run like an ostrich, bury their head in the sand, and say, oh, don't worry, yeah, we got ourselves into this mess, but the Savior, Jesus, is coming to rapture us out. Remember, the word rapture cannot be read. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24, 13. Call a friend. This is going to be very interesting. Maybe the only time you hear the truth about the rapture. Tomorrow night, we will get right back into the opening of the seven seals and the blowing of the seven trumpets as we are in the ninth chapter of the book of Revelations, where that he was commanded not to write what the fifth angel was going to sound. Well, what that angel was not permitted to speak, we will speak the mystery to you, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to whom this message is directed, and to you only is our program sent, because we are fishermen and hunters for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's only to whom we're sent. We have a commandment and an authorization. We don't have any preaching license. We're not recognized by any world community church, be it Catholicism or Jewish. We represent the truth of Yahweh and are called and licensed in the international courts of the land by Yahweh himself, to appear in the last days and preach the gospel to be in season and out. Praise Yahweh. Matthew 24, verse 13. Listen as we read. But he that shall endure unto the end, not those that are raptured out pre-trib, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, we challenge all of Yahweh's sheep, the salt of the earth, that if you haven't lost your saltness, you know what salt, when it is, let's go to Luke chapter 14. We'll give you a little scripture there, Luke chapter 14, and we're going to start in the 34th verse, 13:34, if you will. Salt is good. Now, that's our message to you tonight, the lost sheep. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherein shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. So then there is going to be some salt. Israel, white race, Aryan, that are going to be cast out because they've lost the salt by going after strange fire, worshiping Baal, calling on Lord, banding together in these little white cliques around the nation, hollering, I'm white and I'm right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a foolish thinking on anyone's part, especially the salt of the earth. You are only right when you obey the word of Yahweh and turn from your wicked ways and hear from heaven and call upon the name of Yahweh, and then he shall heal and restore the land. Matthew chapter 25. We're going to verse 31. We're going to tell you exactly what's going to happen when the Son of Man comes and prove to you that the church, the true Israel, she's still upon the earth, ladies and gentlemen, at that time. She's still enduring. She's still fighting the good fight of faith. She's still being hated and persecuted because the Bible said Satan is coming down among you to make war with the saints, them that fear Yahweh and keep his commandments. Well, you say, yes, that's true, buddy, but there will be a time and it'll get so bad that Christ will not let his little church suffer, and he'll yank us out of here, and then he'll rain on the wicked fire and brimstone. Ladies and gentlemen, some of that fire and brimstone may be falling on you before it's over with, and it will unless you turn to Yahweh, and even if you do, some will be killed, because, you see, it rains on the just and the unjust. Prepare to meet the tribulation days, and that's what we're in. Let's face it, let's get real. No gas mask will save you. No ammunition, a magazine, and a 40-round clip is the answer to our dilemma, ladies and gentlemen. Our only hope is a divine intervention as we call upon Yahweh in the free pardon of sin to depart from evil and turn to him. And then you will hear a whispering in your ear, walk this way, turn not to the right or to the left. You shall be directed by the Spirit of the Almighty according to your ability to follow instruction. Now, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare, O Israel, to meet your God. He's coming near a neighborhood near you. And into this world he shall come upon the world, and the world will be eating and drinking and being merry according to the scriptures. Well, at that time, the old Satan himself will be here. We'll give you the scriptures that prove that before the second coming, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night we're going to get into the thousand-year reign aspect of Revelations 20 as we open the seal that was not permitted to be opened. We're going to shed light on the mysteries and the things that were kept secret from the foundation of the world down in the last days by the last day prophets being spoken out of the mouth of the prophets of Yahweh. Notice here as it says in 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming to a neighborhood near you. Be you also ready, for you know not in what hour he comes. And when you see all of these tribulation things fall in place, know that his coming is nigh, even at the door. Before him shall be gathered all nations. Verse 32. Now, he's going to sit upon the throne of his glory when he comes. Where's he coming back to? He's coming back to earth, ladies and gentlemen. And he shall separate as he gathers all the nations. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Jacob Israel, if you'd like to know. One from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. We got sheep that will hear the word and sheep that will not hear the word or that are deceived by other words. And these are now become goats. And I told you that sheep follow goats more quickly than they'll follow a shepherd that is preaching the word of Yahweh. If it were not for a faithful few, I can count them on the left hand or right hand, usually one. Sometimes it carries over till I have to use the other hand, but I haven't ever got down to my toes to have to count the support people that tied into my ministry to support this message and this gospel that you will hear irregardless, because the Bible says this gospel will be preached into all the world, and then, and only then shall the end come. It will be preached as a witness. Notice, verse 33, he shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. There you are, separated of good salt and bad salt. Salt that has lost its savor is become a goat salt. A bad, or I know it says that, but that's a goat nature. You notice what a goat will do. He'll eat anything in the barnyard, including false doctrine, where he's gone out and he loves to have his ears tickled. Get you a pet goat and tickle his ears and watch him as he eats all of it up, praise Yahweh. Then shall he set the sheep on the right, but the goats on the left. So there is a separation of the Adamites. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the salt of the earth, and those of the salt that has lost its savor are the goat salt, and those that have kept his commandments and endured till the end is the good salt, and the good salt will be left, and the wicked salt shall be cast out. Here it is. Verse, we'll prove it to you. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, remember that's the goats. This is the judgment when he comes to earth. 25:31 says, when Yahweh, Yeshua, returns to the earth, he will sit on the throne. Oh yes, that throne is coming down out of heaven. 1,500 miles square city, New Jerusalem, placed in all places. The continental divine cleansed, burned, and salted United States, where Ephraim, Joseph, as the birthright, where Yahweh will gather his sheep. But the goats will be on the left hand. Then shall he say, here it is, here's your rapture, or is it a capture? That's the question tonight, as we entitle our message, a rapture or a capture. You choose which one you want to be in. Depart from me, you cursed. These are the sheep. Depart into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And then, verse 46, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. All right, we're going now to Matthew chapter 24 of the Gospel of the book of Matthew. We'll continue there on the last day scenario as we get into the 26th verse of the Scriptures. Behold, and ladies and gentlemen, we have had false Christ for the last 50 years since this information gathering. We got these prophets that run off to Texas, and they dribble and squibble, and they bring fear and panic and torment, saying you need to get to Texas because only the stars will shine on you there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has got sheep scattered out all over the earth, and when they say, behold, Christ is in the desert, or in Texas, or in Utah, or in Rome, go not out to see. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth unto the west, so also shall the coming of the mighty one, Yahweh, be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And all that takes you to Armageddon. I'll bypass that passage tonight purposely, because we've been teaching you that Armageddon is nearer than when you first believed. The King of the South, and the kings of the north are ready for war, and we are in perilous times, and Armageddon is just around the corner, praise Yahweh, as we go to verse 37. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they talk rapture. They got the pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib, and whatever it is, some will say, well, no, we're all going to get out of here before anything starts. And then we got these others. You see, they can't even agree themselves in these bell boxes, braying jackasses, as I call them, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, preaching for filthy lucre and to tickle the ear. They are walking sepulchers, graves full of dead men's bones. Oh, they put on a $1,000 suit. They Learjet around the country. They use the, what is that, electric toilet to preach their gospel. They get a great following, and they talk about, you got to come to our church so you can be raptured. You got to be one of our high-paying members in good standing, or our pastor won't let you go, or our evangelist will vote you out. And oh, how we shake on the bones as we enjoy the world of Babylon and then run to pay tithes when we're scared. Bibles are selling now like hotcakes, but you can't understand the Bible unless you have a prophet or a teacher to give it to you. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are anxious, if you are apprehensive, if you're stressed out tonight, if you're going to the post office and reach into your little cubby hole where the shaking fingers of your postman has placed the letter there not knowing whether it's contaminated, remember Miracle 2, it's a decontamination miracle that you could use in case you come into contact with something very poisonous. We've read you in the book of Revelation, one-third of the world's population will die. 8 million now, 8 billion now. We're going to reduce that down. Ladies and gentlemen, the plan of the pyramid Illuminati, they that are at the top, is to decrease the population. What better way to do it than to go where it is paying great dividends to do so? As we go into Afghanistan and bomb unmercifully, killing little children, burning them with napalm, all in the guise of world and international security. But ladies and gentlemen, is there a underlying motive for that? Are there oil reaches there under the sea, as I have suggested? Are we there for the 500 years of reserve? And are we to take it away from those to whom it rightfully belongs? Well, if we've got the power to do so, I believe that we are trying to do that very thing. Praise Yahweh. Listen at me now. But as it was when they asked, but of the day and hour, verse 36, Matthew chapter 24, but of the day and hour knoweth no man. They ask him concerning the end of the world, at the end of time, when time will be no longer. When the angel, the mighty one that we're going to get into, the final seal, where he sets one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, and he begins to say, time shall be no longer. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, but no man, no, not the angels, even the angels that are coming with him. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll get the word when Yahweh gets ready to come to this earth to judge the elect of Jacob. Matthew 25:31 again comes to mind here. Read it if you will. He's coming with all his angels. The word will go out through the heavens as they gather in their chariots. We'll get into the second half part of that as we go to Psalms 104, verse 3. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers or prophets a flame in fire. They got a message, ladies and gentlemen, but it will not be heard by the masses. that's for sure, as the message of the true prophets are not heard. Quickly now, 68 Psalms, verse 17, to prove to you that when Yahweh gives the message out to the angels, they will board their chariots. And the chariots of Yahweh are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Yahweh is among them, as in Sinai, the holy place. Yahweh's coming on the clouds with his angels, with power and great glory, and all the earth shall mourn when they see the invasion in the sky of these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of chariots that run like the wind and flash like the lightning and carry weapons on board that are awesome, destructive to man's inventions. They can just put a web of electronic beam across the earth, and they can silence every missile in its silo upon the earth. It's proven that they've already done that, and they'll prove it again. And you'll see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the last days, and as it was in the days of Noah. We're going to get in that in the second half, as we are down to Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. What was it in the days of Noah? As they were before the flood, eating and drinking. So you see what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. The world's going to be rejoicing because Satan and his angels are going to come in after Armageddon to set up their kingdom upon the earth. And they will rule and reign. An intelligent species from the deep will appear suddenly. And the whole world will look at it as the second coming of Jesus Christ. And he will sit in the temple, that is Satan, the one that the Canaanites are building. And everybody on earth will rejoice. There will be a great period of peace, eating and drinking and being merry. And only those that know the truth will do exploits by trying to tell and convince all of those Israelites that run there, brother will betray brother in that day. Well, we're on the rapture, or let's call it the capture tonight. We're going to capture the wicked. We're going to show you where they go in the second half. You come back as we're going to put the pedal to the metal, and we're going to let it roar out of here in high gear. Praise Yahweh in the second half. Call a friend, tell them buddy's on the air, and we're taking no prisoner. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight. If you've been meaning to call me about baptism in the great name of Yahweh, or to send me a love offering to help me in my battle as we battle to get the truth out, I have three mainline supporters that are really basically supporting my ministry here on the radio. And each week they go into their pockets and dedicate their earnings to my voice as I go out around the world on Truth Radio and other outlets. Satan is mad. He is fighting. He's cut our voice off from shortwave simply because our brothers and sisters are not using wisdom in combating the enemy, and they are stressed, they are trigger-happy, and they're trying to jump the gun. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sheep, and we should act like sheep, and we should have wisdom as the serpent, for my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but as it was in the days of Noah. Now, is it a rapture? Is the church going to be raptured pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, as these false bellbox preachers are preaching? Let's find out what the Bible says in the instances of the first world. That ought to be an example of what happened in the first world. There was no rapture of the righteous, but there indeed was a capture of the wicked. And that's how we're going to relate this and show you that the false prophets have got it turned around as they want to get out of Dodge, or to dodge the wrath of Yahweh, because they know they're wrong. They know they've sold out for filthy lucre by wearing their $1,000 suits and jetting around the country to deceive the very elect. Well, most of the sheep of Israel is in the bell boxes, bowing their knees to Baal, Lord and God. And here we are, as it was in the days of Noah. For as in the days of Noah, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Remember Genesis 6. And I'm telling you that before the end time comes, Satan and these fallen angels will make contact with the earth. The governments will announce that we're not alone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is in the information pipe, ready to come down to a TV set or a shortwave radio set near you, or a web set, praise Yahweh, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them. The capture in the first world was the wicked. They were taken away. There you go. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Don't look for a rapture. Of the righteous they will remain. We'll inherit this earth. We ain't running. This is our territory. We shall fight for it. We shall claim it. And all the blood from Abel to Zacharias or from A to Z will be revenged upon these evil ones. And oh, how it boils our blood to think about the atrocities that are coming across tonight. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, as it was in the days of Noah. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, who's going to leave here when he comes, ladies and gentlemen? The righteous or the wicked? I'll leave that up to your own ability to discern between the right and the wrong. If you want your ears tickled, get on board. Jump on some evangelistic bandwagon, some big $1,000 hip hugger pink Jake-legged movie star mongrel as they go Hollywooding and showboating across the stages of the world, as they gather together for the last days of those that are deceived and those that are being deceived. Notice here this, verse 40. Then there shall be two in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Oh, well, that sounds like a sheep and a goat scenario. Where's the sheep going to go? They're going to inherit the earth. Where's the goats going? They're going to be gathered in tares and bundles, and they're going to be taken and destroyed. That's what the word says. So which one do you want to go? Well, the rapture, that's a capture, ladies and gentlemen. The wicked are going to be captured, and the righteous are going to be enamored with the presence and the coming. They shall rejoice, but the wicked shall mourn. Verse 41. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Well, you know how they portray in movies about the rapture. Don't get caught in an airplane, because if the captain of the airplane, if he's a Christian, glory to God, he's liable to get raptured out and the airplane would crash. Oh, my, how stupid, how silly can this world be in believing that crap? Verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your master comes. But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour you think not the Son of Man cometh. Praise Yahweh. As we go over to the 31st verse of the same chapter, the book of Matthew, 31:24-31, and he shall send, as we go up to, let me just give you verse 29, I'll stop there, immediately after the tribulation of those days, immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to get into one of the most, and our government has done told us to prepare. Mr. Dick Cheney, our vice president, made a recent statement in New York City that for the first time in the history of the United States, we may suffer more casualties at home than our soldiers which are fighting abroad. an astounding statement that the war has come home to America. And we've been warning you that America will burn if she doesn't repent. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, as the powers of heaven shall be shaken. There's the fallen angels will come out as they shake the heavens. I'll prove it to you tomorrow night as we go and finish this up in this week's series of the seals and the trumpets. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet. Remember, as it was in the days of Noah. They gathered up the wicked, and they were destroyed, and only the righteous remained. And as it was, listen, ladies and gentlemen, as we go over to Luke chapter 17, verse 14, and let me continue this mighty message of rapture or capture. Choose which one you want to be in. I want to be captured by the good guys, not raptured out by the bad guys. Here we are, verse 24, Luke 17. For as the lightning that shineth, or lighteneth one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. There you are, even his prophets today, as it was in the days of Noah, they will be rejected, hated, killed, despised, cast down. You shall be hated of all nations for the name that you represent. I represent the only name. If you thought about calling me to get in this name, you better hurry, because this old prophet may not be around long on the scene. If you thought about sending me a tithe to help push the gospel across the world through the days of the last day prophets that are teaching this, I'm not the only one on the scene, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not like Brother Square. I'm fair. I'm telling you that there's more prophets than one. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and they did drink. They married wives and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. There it is in the 27th verse of the 70th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, verse 28, remember, likewise, we're going to add another dimension of a time sequence here. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they did drink, and they bought, and they sold, they planted, and they built. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, do not be caught up in the affairs of this world in trying to gather up your treasures and hide it in the banks, because the international Canaanite takes your money. 90% of everything that you bank, 90%, let me tell you an astounding figure here, 90% of everything that you bank goes into the international Canaanite cartel. They take 90% of your earnings and they use it for their own agenda, only keeping 10% of your money on deposit at any one time or not. Now, isn't that amazing that they take 90% of your wealth and they laugh all the way to paradise? Here we go. Verse 28. Likewise, in the days of Lot, they built, they bought, they sold, they planted, they had banking systems, they had the international Canaanite van, ladies and gentlemen. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed the wicked. Now, what about the rapture? Lot headed for the mountains. Flee into the mountains! What do you think? I'm in the hills of East Tennessee. Find you a mountain. Go to a mountain. Go to a rural area. I got friends as far away as South Dakota. They're 40 miles from nowhere. They did it by choice because they move with fear like Abraham, like Isaac, and like Jacob, and like Jacob, and also like Abraham, and also like Noah and Lot here in the Bible. They move by fear. We've got brothers and sisters that are building altars across America to get on, to get out of the billbox altars. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're hated for it. Yes, we're spoken evil of by the so-called. These are the goats among the sheep that will be severed and destroyed as salt that has no saltness. All they can do is talk the talk. They never walk the walk. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus it shall be in the day of the Son of Man when he is revealed. Now I took that word and I looked it up in the Strong's of the Greek Concordance of my Bible, and it is in my Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible, the Zohaitis, which is one of my favorite Bibles. It is keyed in here at 601 of the Greek. And when you go there, it means unveiled. When the Son of Man is uncovered or unveiled, then he that is upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise return back. Remember Lot's wife. That's those that are looking for the rapture and indeed will get a capture. Praise Yahweh. Let me talk to you a little bit. I got a lot more scriptures to bring. It looks like that I'm not going to get into all of that, but I will finish up in Luke chapter 21. That's the end day message for you. Praise Yahweh. Notice in verse 8. Let me give you verse 7. And they asked him, said, Master, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign be when these things shall come to pass? Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. You mean many can deceive by just saying, Christ? Do you know Christ? Have you joined the church? Are you a high-paying member as they teach you to pray and pay in the bell box altars? Yes, many shall come in his name saying he's Christ. They'll never tell you what his true name is. I will. You'll write for the information if you'll call me. Simply call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to the Shepherd's Call. You've been meaning to call me, haven't you? I'm talking to somebody tonight. It may be your last call. It may be your last invitation. Because you see, Yahweh has no respect of persons. It will rain upon the just and the unjust. And those that endure to the end, you better be prepared and have the seal of the Almighty Yahweh in your forehead. You will wish you had in the day that you bow the knee and it's not there. When you've been deceived by the word Christ, you say, I'm a Christian. Well, that word itself is very gagging or very putrefied. If you want to think about the word Christ, it's Krishna. Borrowed from the Indian dialect of Krishna. Means simply a substitute for the Greek word anointing and the Hebrew word Messiah. They can't say Messiah. They want to say Christ. If you say Messiah, it talks about a person. If you say Christ, it's an anointing. And many will have a false anointing. Beware of those that say that I am Christ and shall deceive many. And the time draweth near. Go not therefore after them. But when you hear wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then shall he say unto them, nation shall rise against nation. I am on record as saying we may be so near of Armageddon when the kings of the earth shall gather together in a coalition and go against the Arabs. That's the king of the south. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times according to the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse, here it is, chapter 27. Praise Yahweh, as we go there to give you a scripture in 27. Listen as we are now here, verse 40. And by the sword shalt thou live. Talking about the seed of Ishmael and Esau. Ladies and gentlemen, those men on the plains of Afghanistan and the Kurdish Kush mountain range areas there in the caves fighting for their very survival. It's not nothing new to them. They fought Genghis Khan there. They fought Alexander there. And they fought the Russians there. They have fit from the beginning because they live by the sword. America lives by McDonald's and Hardee's and the post office. And today we're afraid to eat out. Do you know that it's now dangerous to eat in a restaurant? that 7 million of those suspected here, and out of the 7 million, it could be at least 20 more million, because the floodgates of immigration has now been opened, and you don't know what they're sprinkling in your favorite salad at Shoney's. You might ought to eat at home with something you know that you've done by someone you trust, because somebody could slip a little powder in your tea. Now, let's look at it this way. Great commotions. Nation against kingdom. Kingdom against nation. Earthquakes. Famines. Pestilence. Fearful signs and great signs shall be from heaven. Before all these things, they shall lay hands on you. I'm going to tell you tomorrow night that the support for national ID grows. Hard with very personal information. It is now being discussed at top-level government systems that we need an identification card. A national identification card has been debated since the 30s. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to a neighborhood near you, and we'll get into that aspect of it and show you we're in the last days. Now, before kings and rulers, for my name's sake, you better get in it, ladies and gentlemen. They can't deliver you up if that name is not in your forehead. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Calls. Now, as we go to verse 17, from verse 12, it said, you shall be delivered up for my name's sake. Verse 17, a double witness, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Why would people hate you since you've got the name of Yahweh? Because we don't run with a herd. Because we don't act like normal Christians do. Matter of fact, I cuss every once in a while just to let you know I'm not a Christian. I am a man of Yahweh. And who I curse is the enemy, praise Yahweh, that they be destroyed in this earth. This is Pastor Buddy. The rapture is coming, or the capture is coming, whichever you want, you want to believe in. Be also ready for, you know not what hour he comes. Write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tune in then. We'll get back into the thousand-year reign of the final trumpet in Revelation 9.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.